From the right,
I'm Mark Harr.
And from the left, I'm Pete Harr.
You've crossed the border into Harr Nation! Woo! Victory!
What are you excited about?
Woo, we did it! We killed Obamacare. It's dead. It's done.
I'm not sure that it is.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! It's all gone! What do you mean you're not sure?
It's got to pass the Senate in order for it to become law.
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? It passed the House.
So that's not the end of the story.
What are you talking about?
It has to pass both houses of Congress.
It passed the House. What do you mean both houses?
I cannot take you back to an elementary level civics course.
Well, I don't understand. It has to pass two things?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem right.
Why not?
Because it passed one thing. It's in. We did it. Pow, pow, woo! Well, party time.
You can't shoot a gun in here.
I had the window open.
Huh?
I opened the window.
Well, you didn't win just yet. It did pass, and it will be a historic embarrassment for the people who voted for it.
Well, I popped all this champagne. You tell me I popped all this champagne? I'm taking all next week off.
Yeah, why?
Because to relax and celebrate the death of Obamacare.
Why would you get time off for the death of Obamacare? You're a radio host.
Yeah, but I'm all part
you
of...
Do you think you're a member of the House of Representatives?
Wait a minute. Okay. You can break this down for me.
Yeah.
What is a House of Representatives?
House of Representatives is the lower chamber of our legislative branch of our government.
Uh-huh.
And you are not an elected member of that chamber.
So the Senate is different?
Yeah. It's the upper chamber. The deliberative body.
I don't understand the difference between these two things.
Well, I don't have time to explain it to you now, but you're going to have to come to work next week.
But no, I already took off to celebrate.
But you can't. You have to come to... We have shows all next week.
Oh, my God. Can't we cancel the radio show for a week for...
No.
Please?
Well, it's actually not up to me. It's up to the station manager.
Oh, wow. Last week was a great week. We had a Star Wars Day celebration.
Oh,
and
my God. Please. Oh, I'll jump out the fucking window if we have to talk about May the 5th or whatever
May the 4th.
Shut up.
I dressed up
Did you see that Donald Trump tweet that he deleted?
He said, was that real?
I think so.
I thought that was fake.
I believe fake news.
Yeah, why not? So I dressed up like Qui-Gon Jinn. I went,
Qui-Gon Jinn?
Liam Neeson played Qui-Gon Jinn in Star Wars Episode 1.
Shame about his wife. I'll still go skiing, though.
Well, right. She ran into a, just like Sonny Bono.
No, I don't care about him.
Did he die on a, or did someone else die on a?
Yeah, something like that, but I don't know. I don't know anything about that.
A lot of people die skiing.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't have the stats.
So I dressed up as...
But I love to ski.
I dressed up as Qui-Gon Jinn.
I don't
And
care.
He's the person that trained Obi-Wan Kenobi. You might know him as Old Ben. And...
The only Old Ben I know is this homeless guy that used to ask for money outside the deli at my college. And every time you walk by, he'd say, maybe on the way back. Oh. And it really, people loved it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you ever give him money?
I did. Yeah. I did. I gave him money quite a bit. And then years later, he was arrested.
Well, I actually was in prison. Very brief. I'm going to say prison. I was in county lockup. I went down to a preschool dressed up like Qui-Gon Jinn. And I swear I'd called before. It was the same preschool that four of my daughters went to.
Yeah, but they don't go there anymore.
Yeah, but I'm an alumni there. I'm a daddy alumni.
You cannot be an alumni of a preschool, you fucking moron.
Well, I went dressed up at Qui-Gon Jinn because I was going to teach them the ways of the Force. And
do you understand why normal people wouldn't want that?
Why wouldn't people want that?
Because it's not information that they want in their children's head. They're impressionable children trying to learn the basics of the real world, not some fucking Qui-Gon Jinn bullshit.
Well, they
and
told
And some giant red menace is coming down to their preschool and terrorizing their children.
Ah, yes. The Phantom Menace. Good point. It's the name of Star Wars Episode 1.
What?
Star Wars Episode 1. You said Red Menace.
There's too many episodes, and I don't want to know.
So I get down there, and they said that you're not on any sort of list, and now apparently our schools are just police states, and they called the police, and I got into a little bit of an argument, and I tried to do a Jedi mind trick on them, and he thought that I was raising my hand at him when I said, you're going to let me talk to these... Well, Qui-Gon Jinn didn't have a British
shitty
accent.
Shitty Beatles impression? Is that what he sounds like?
And then I went like that, and he said, who are you, Obi-Wan? I'm like, I'm Qui-Gon. They said, why are you speaking in an English accent?
The
I said,
fact
Good
that
point.
They didn't immediately call the police when they saw you lumbering towards the school, that's distressing to me. Not that they didn't know what character you
were
playing.
Well, I waved my hand at him, and the cop grabbed my hand and put me in the handcuffs.
Well, you deserved it.
My wife had to come down and bail me out. So, but otherwise, it was a great day.
Yeah.
So... Now, because of my confusion about how apparently there's many houses in the Senate or mm-hmm. something. So apparently I screwed up. I thought that I had two people that were both senators, mm-hmm. But one person is a representative.
Yes.
And one person is a senator.
Yes.
So this is all confusing to me. Who knew that American government was so complicated? I thought we won the presidency. Everything be easy.
Of course, two unrelated ideas, yeah. But go ahead.
So we have representative of the House, uh-huh. Maxine Waters. Yeah. She's from California. And sure,
she's great.
She's feisty on Twitter.
Oh, man, I love her.
She's not like Trump.
She came charging in here with some Palmers.
Oh, yeah.
And she's ready to go.
And we also have House Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
I'm going to jump out a window.
When we return. Now, Pete, something that people seem to lament is that there's no longer any lions in the Senate and the House.
Whoever taught you that word is such a fucking disaster. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about how there used to be the those stalwarts, those people that have been around for years and years and years.
The only person ever. Yes. Yeah.
The Ted Kennedys.
There we go. The one example. Great.
There are so many other examples.
Can you give me one?
What's that one guy? Strom Thurmond. He was a lion
Let's
of this.
Let's probably show. Move on. So, we don't need to talk about Strom Thurmond.
So there are still some lions out there. There's lions in the wilderness of the Senate and the House. And we have two of them with us today.
It's like you read a USA Today once in 1993.
Well, that is true. I can't say that's not true. I was staying at a Hilton, and they put a newspaper out. And anyway, people have all stayed at hotels before. We have two lions with us right here. It's a regular Siegfried and Roy situation.
Those are tigers.
Well, whatever. They're large cats. We have Senator. The House Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, Representative.
Of course, he's not the House Majority Leader.
I mean, sorry, the Senator. Senate.
So, yeah.
But, the Senate Majority. You know what I mean.
And you're reading, so it's fine. I understand. We have
Representative Maxine Waters. Welcome. Thank you for coming in.
Well, I'm too happy to be here.
Excuse me.
Oh, my God. You look so mad.
You know what? People assume I'm mad. You want to know why they assume I'm mad? Because I'm a black woman with something to say.
Can someone censure her?
What?
Censure her.
There's no censure. There's no formal rules in this studio.
I was talking, and then she came in flapping those mouth parts.
You are jealous. You can't flap anything, you little lizard.
How dare
she's got you there.
I would say fish-like, but lizard-like.
Have you always had those tiny lips?
Well,
let's just start with your lips.
I would say.
That's what everyone wants to know.
I used to have full lips, and then there was, let's say, an accident.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Full, large. Large puffy lips like a collagen woman.
A collagen woman. A woman with full collagen lips. I can picture that right now.
Lonnie Anderson.
Lonnie Anderson.
What a perfect idea of what Mitch McConnell finds attractive. Lonnie Anderson. Someone who no one has thought about in so long.
So, and I want to say right here that thank you for sharing the trauma that you've gone through losing your lips. I know that it's hard sometimes for people to talk about some of the things that have befallen them in their lives. So what exactly happened? How did you lose your lips, Senator?
Well, I was checking to make sure my wife was actually pregnant.
With your mouth?
Well, I was down there.
Oh, okay.
I just didn't.
Maxine Waters
is disgusting.
This is exactly the kind of thing that enrages me. This is a man. He's going to check if his wife is pregnant. It's about men trying to control a woman's body.
Wow. Censure her.
We can't actually censure anyone
in
here.
There's no formal rules.
Nevertheless, she persisted.
Oh, my God.
Now,
you shouldn't even. I can't look at your filthy face. And the fact that you think you can say that and silence me, honey.
In Representative Waters' defense, Mitch McConnell's face is covered with jelly. It is very dirty, and it's very obviously old, dried jelly from a couple of donuts that you had, yeah?
Well, as you may see, I have a kind of papery, almost mummy-like skin.
Yes.
And so there has to be a lot of moisturizing. Sometimes, if I'm eating a jelly donut, delicious Kentucky bread jelly donut.
Oh, yes, of course. Kentucky's known for its jelly donuts.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes, hey, two for one, right? BOGO.
What was that?
Wait, two for one donut? You eat a donut and you get a little, you're using jelly as a moisturizer.
Correct. Neutrogena, you ain't got nothing on Dunkin'.
Wow. There he goes. See, that's
wow.
He's a man of the people. And that's something that I really respect about you, Senator.
Of the people. When was the last time you went in and actually bought your own donut, Mitch?
Oh, my gosh.
You sit in a black tinted van, probably, and you send somebody in to buy your donuts so you can just slather your face in jelly. You know what I use, Mitch? I use cocoa butter.
Oh.
Like regular
Americans. She's taking
Americans.
Out the cocoa butter.
Wow,
it's
she's
the
taking it
only
out.
Thing that she brought with
a
her.
A lot of cocoa butter. Yeah.
I keep several of them in all of my bags.
Wow. And what brand is that?
Oh, Palmer's? It is. I'm very proud of you for knowing that was Palmer's.
You knew,
from
right,
across
yeah.
the room being yeah. able to see that I had yeah. Palmer's, the premier black cocoa butter yeah. brand.
Wow. Now, Representative, you go back to your district every single weekend. You fly from here in D.C. all the way back to California.
I'm racking up miles.
Yeah.
I'm racking up miles.
Get those miles.
I try to do my best. You know, I like to gift them to my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren.
Oh, I didn't know that was possible.
I'm Maxine Waters.
Well, the look that Maxine Waters gave me was absolutely pierced me to my core. Like, how dare you ask me that question?
Can you?
That makes sense.
It pierced you to your core. Now, imagine if you were a JetBlue representative.
Wow.
I, for many, many reasons, cannot imagine that. Yeah.
I know.
So, Maxine, you on Twitter, I have to say that I'm someone that respects the president, and I respect the office of the president.
He voted for Trump, just so you know. I'm sure that's not lost on you, but he voted for Trump.
Of course, I'm a huge Trump supporter. People think that, wait, did you just boo voting for Trump?
Senator McConnell.
McConnell.
He's a tool. I don't have to like the man.
Oh my! You know people are going to hear this, right? You are cutting
this
loose.
This is live all through the D.C. area.
It's not live.
The excrement in chief has opened up the floodgates for us to be truthful, so we can say whatever we want.
Excrement in chief.
What is happening?
Someone has to punch that up. But I can't believe you said it.
I didn't realize you felt that way, McConnell.
Well, yeah, he's a tool to be used to plunge into the necks of the American people so we may bathe in their blood.
What? So,
do you look in the mirror and actually see a reflection? Because to me, you are pure evil.
Oh, all the mirrors in my house are covered like one of them Jewish shivas.
What? Like you're sitting Shiva in your house 24/7?
What are you sitting Shiva for?
Common decency. He's sitting Shiva for common decency.
How dare you? How dare you? My lips, of course.
Oh, since
we never finished that. So were they ripped off from your wife's vagina?
Oh, yeah. You were investigating your wife's vagina to somehow figure out if she was pregnant, which anatomically probably not.
I just don't understand how that would work.
Well, it seems to me like your lips were large as speculums. Is that what it was?
I see. Mm-hmm. You're going to pry her vagina apart with your lips.
And they were
extra
strong. Now, strong like a horse's haunches.
Wow. So for our listeners out there that don't know what speculums look like, they're basically tongs
also,
that have
Also, when Senator McConnell said strong like a horse's haunches, he flipped over with a speed that I've never seen before and began to hump the floor.
Oh, my God.
The sexual excitement was immediate.
You've really let it all go since you got Gorsuch on the court. You're really just living it up.
I told you the floodgates is open. So I was trying to inspect my wife. She said she was pregnant. I didn't believe her.
My God.
I thought she was trying to trap me.
Even though you were already married, she was going to trap you.
Yeah, into a home life that I didn't want.
That's like, have you ever seen that movie, I forget what it's called, that Halle Berry's in? And she has an abusive aunt who, whenever she comes home, she checks to me.
Swordfish?
She checks to make sure she hasn't had sex. No, it was like a big movie that
she was
famous
for. Yes, the one where
for.
There was a blowjob scene in it.
No, you're thinking of you see her breasts in that movie.
Was that the Smell Your...
Dorothy Dandridge.
Smell
That's
Your Dick movie?
Oh,
Risque. I love Risque.
Mitch McConnell. Just letting it all out.
What?
I cannot take this locker room talk. It is this kind of locker room talk... Yeah. That is pervading our entire government.
That is strong. Those are strong
words.
Someone mute her.
You can't mute her.
You can't mute a human being. He is continuing to point
a remote control
at me, and I will not be silenced.
Those are for the curtains here. The curtains are going up and down.
Those are the blackout curtains.
Those are the blackout curtains.
He would love to blackout things, wouldn't you?
White out.
Oh, my God, Mitch.
Whoa. That is really over a line.
This is over.
What do you mean by whiteout?
Why, with the delightful and delicious whiteout, the fluid that you corrective use.
Wait a minute. It's delicious?
Yeah, have you been... Even a consuming whiteout?
Do you not? You put a little on the paper, you put a little on the tongue. And white freshens up any day.
Wow.
Makes it bright, makes it light. Why, your fancies can take flight.
So you're
okay with that, Representative Waters? I know rhyming is more of a black thing.
What?
Oh my God. Can we censure him? I believe he should be censured.
We are creating rules in order to remedy what just happened here. We are creating procedures and rules in order to censure Mitch McConnell.
This is a safe space for discussion and ideas.
Rapping is more of a black thing.
This is
Senator
not
McConnell.
UC Berkeley. Anyone can say whatever they want. Wow.
Get your penis off the floor. No one mentioned a horse.
Quick question. E.E. Cummings, white or black?
I actually don't know.
I assume that he's
But I had a
Asian.
Friend who had a blog called E.E. Cumming All Over Your Titties, and I thought that was so
who
funny.
Who said that? Pete, you have a friend with a blog?
I knew someone called Oxford.
Okay, Oxford, if you're listening, please call Oxford with your
Oxford, I'm going to need you to stop using sexuality to sell your gifts, okay? You're probably young, gifted, and want to be black.
She's very good.
And you're going to have to let the sex go. I haven't had sex in 34 years.
Oh my God.
Wow. Now, Maxine,
why not? Because
by choice.
By choice, of course.
Because if I conserve my humors, mm-hmm. I am able to bring that energy to the people of my district.
So you believe that
the
sex
four humors
would.
Yes.
Deprive you of some of your life force. Because you're a real force of nature in the house.
You know, my bio says I'm almost 79. I'm actually 104 because
wow.
Black don't crack.
Black don't crack.
And you know what else don't crack?
What else?
Power of my legs around
you. Oh my God. Oh, Maxine Waters picking
figure
up the table with her legs. Oh my God. They're wrapped around the table in a She's released it.
She's a demon.
Oh my God. Those were extraordinary legs.
I am the demon of your dreams, McConnell.
Wow. Oh my God. So his mouth.
This is out of control. You are absolutely disgusting, Mitch McConnell.
So Mitch McConnell's mouth didn't open. His waddle just started like vibrating and he made some strange horse like noise.
So, Representative Wall.
What?
Is it true that you started the VolSale movement, voluntary celibacy, that so many of those MAGA chuds? A part of
MAGA Chud.
Chud. Do you mean Chode?
Cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers.
They come out of the toilet.
Oh, is that some sci-fi thing?
It was real in the 80s.
Yeah, they live in the New York
it.
City subways.
Really?
I've seen them. I've tried to get them to unionize, and they will not.
You tried to start a Chud union.
I wanted them
What was their principal reason for resisting you?
They don't like conforming to anything.
Okay, yeah.
Not even combining their chud-like forces. I said, you can stay down here. I will never show you the sun. But if you need some penicillin, you should be able to get it for a dime.
No, no.
I feel like people of your age are really obsessed with penicillin. Can you explain that to me? My grandma would cut a bunch of mold off some cream cheese and eat the rest of it.
Well, penicillin is power. I like your grandmother.
Well, she would eat the moldy.
She would
part.
Eat the mold.
She would say it's penicillin. Is that like a Great Depression kind of thing?
You can do that when you're depressed, I guess. I would think so.
I think what Pete means is that it was the Sox. They discovered penicillin from mold.
From mold. Oh, I'm familiar.
Yeah. So, but then
what do you know about the Sox?
They're fine.
I had a feeling you weren't going to like
they're
them.
Fine.
Yeah, they've only
contributed, but sometimes they overstep.
Who in your opinion is extraordinary?
Extraordinary?
Yeah, so the Salks are fine, which I agree with. I mean, what did you ever do? Stop polio? Give me a break.
How dare you?
Oh, yeah, Mitch McConnell had polio.
How dare you?
You should be so lucky. We should be so lucky that you had polio and died from it.
These legs would have been as useless as my
brain.
Missing lips.
As your missing lip. We still don't know where they went.
You can tell us finally. So you attempted to use your lips as speculums to determine your wife's fertility.
Not attempted. Did.
You succeeded in using.
Now, my wife years ago, we had to go to one of those OBGYDs.
Is it OBGYN?
No.
obstetrician, gynecologist, dentist. Okay. We had a vagina dentata implanted.
What?
Into a vaginal folds.
Now that's a choice?
Yeah, you chose to do that? And that means that you're putting teeth inside
little
a vagina.
Little pussy teeth, yeah.
Yeah.
PTs, yeah.
PTs.
Of course, a PT cruiser, that's what that stands for.
No, it
pussy,
does.
Yeah.
Really?
Pussy teeth cruiser? Yeah, that was the original. I know that to be true. I know that to be true. And anyone who drives a PT cruiser, tell me they don't look like they have something going on below that's wrong.
So, because
I've never seen a normal person drive a PT cruiser.
I do not trust my wife around any of the other senators. Oh. So they might creep in there with their slimy members and deposit their sick little oils.
Oh, my God. Looking shockingly serpentine when you said that.
Yeah, his eyes became almost just totally black. I don't know if you've seen the Harry Potter films.
He's very much resembling Lord Voldemort right now.
Lord Voldemort, played by Ralph Fiennes from Schindler's List.
Senator Voldemort from the great state of Harry Potter. Where did that take place?
In a magical world of which you know nothing.
Maxine Waters suffering absolutely no fools.
Wow.
Well, we nevertheless, she persists.
Who taught you that? You're a little like Mark.
Repeating things that are smart is good.
You can't even repeat them correctly is your issue.
So here's the thing.
You understand about 3 out of every 10 words.
Well, there's a lot of words are superfluous. So, all right, we got to take a break.
I despise
like rivers.
It.
I agree.
What? Like rivers. So we have to take a break. But when we come back, I want to talk about how we're having this beautiful handoff between the House and the Senate of this wonderful Trump care bill, which we're all very excited about. We're excited to see where it's going to go.
If by wonderful you mean heinous, we may proceed with discussion.
Oh, she's warming up to take the table down again.
I welcome the waves of death.
We'll be right back. We are back with Representative Maxine Waters.
Hello.
And Senator Mitch McConnell.
Everything dies.
That is dark. That is dark.
That is the thinking that exemplifies the entire Republican Party.
Now, what do you think about this health care bill? Because it seems exciting to me, and I don't understand why Democrats aren't jumping on board.
You know what I call it? I call it a health don't care bill.
Wow.
Okay? Because they don't care about the health of Americans. They care about helping those Russian clowns like Putin.
Oh.
Stay in power.
My God. So you're saying that the Republicans are caring more about oligarchs in Russia than they are about their constituents?
I am saying that, and I'm saying they wear big old floppy shoes and have little rosy red noses because they're clowns.
Right, that sounds like you're literally...
your use of the word clowns.
Sounds like you're literally describing clowns at this point, though.
That's what I see. I turn on the news, and I just hear honk, honk.
So,
okay,
metaphorically?
I see water coming out of little flower petals whenever Trump speaks, because he a clown.
Now, clarify this. Do you literally see that, or do you figuratively
Don't
see
be
that?
Insulting.
No, but I thought she was describing...
I am of sound mind and body, Mark.
She is not.
She's not?
We did some oppo research on her.
Oh, well, that seems strange. You'd never, ever run against her.
Yeah, she lives in California.
Just different chambers and also very different... demographics.
Through the Koch brothers, through everyone that donates, the Sheldon Adelson, we have a big, big old
library. Have you ever looked at a picture of Sheldon Adelson?
He's
disgusting.
That is
he's
correct.
He's beautiful.
Pete.
What?
That is correct.
He's startlingly ugly.
He's an Apollo. He's a golden god of a man.
I have to say this, that I'm a big fan of his work, but
he looks
does
a little
look,
like you.
Well, yeah, but he looks like in Hellraiser.
You're a little
that
the same.
The one of the Hellraisers that's like the ugly one.
I would never see it.
He's like the ugly like Hellraiser.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway.
A pinhead's disfigured brother.
Yeah, the one that's like in the back with the little glasses on the computer.
Yeah.
So,
We did some oppo research, and she has a mental condition where things appear as if they were clowns when they are indeed not clowns.
This is the kind of fake news Trump and his cronies are peddling.
Oh, my God.
I would have a mental disorder. Could you, if I had a mental disorder, could I fly back and forth from D.C. to California once a week?
I have to say, that's physically impressive. It's impressive.
Not to press you too hard, but if you had a mental disorder, I believe you could fly as much as you wanted.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. So if I had a disorder, could I stand to be in an enclosed aircraft for hours at a time?
Maybe not, depending on what the mental disorder is. That's
if I saw clowns everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, why wouldn't you love flying? Every flight would be a carnival. Why a delight of pagliacci's.
Let's
everywhere.
Go around the table and talk about carnivals for a second.
Yes.
I hate carnivals.
Oh, my God.
Pete, you enjoy games, Pete. Don't you like
I like a game, but I don't like those. To me, are talk about fake news. Those are fake rides.
Oh, my God.
I think you are.
I think they're fake rides. I think they're bad fake rides that people can get tetanus from, and you should only go to a carnival for a little bit of fried dough and then get out.
No, I was with you for a moment, but the moment you said fried dough.
You don't like fried dough?
No, because the powder gets on my face.
Then you can't even see it.
Dries me out even worse.
You're the same color as the powder.
I really shouldn't talk about this, but I am in an ongoing legal battle with the Gravitron Corporation, because I'm a man of girth.
Oh, and, great Gravitron.
I almost choked to death on a Gravitron under my own weight.
Wouldn't that be a pretty picture?
Yeah, yeah. One of my
I don't know if you have a case.
Well, one of my breasts.
I really
one of
don't.
One of my male pectoral muscles.
Are you an attorney?
Stuck in my mouth.
Of course, Pete.
Oh, you are. Okay.
How do you
think? I thought you were a sociologist of some kind.
Honey, I'm both.
A sociologist of clownery.
Oh, my God. So now we have this great Trump Care, which has passed the House in a historic vote, one of the greatest votes of all time. And it's getting passed off to the Senate. What are some of the things you're going to do, House Leader, Senate Leader?
Oh, my God.
What is wrong with this?
The simplest bicameral legislation is so simple. It is, in fact, by virtue of definition, two things.
Yeah, but like a Senate
is two things.
Well, the Senate is a house. I mean, a house is a generic term. I just think they should have had something more specific when they named it. Anyway.
I would say astonishing, but the word means nothing at this point.
So, Senate.
I will call down Great Gravitron to destroy you if you do not address me by the correct nomenclature.
Senator, you are more majority leader.
You are more unlikable than I previously imagined. You're so weird.
This does not surprise me one bit. I swear to God, when he walks, he slithers.
Wow. You're saying that he's a snake.
Mitch McConnell taking a cue and slithering all around the room.
And he's putting his shoulder so far up in a who cares state. It's unbelievable. Slithering around saying who cares.
Say to the slithering like it's bad.
Leaving behind a film all over the studio.
Yeah. Very slug-like.
Causing a lot of dissonance for me, the first snake I've ever seen with shoulders.
So how are you guys going to change this bill? Because the House, they said they don't want any changes to it. They said that you better sign this as is. But you guys said that you're going to be totally upending it. What's your plan?
I'm thinking of making these kind of Holocaust centers.
What?
Wait a minute. What?
Let him continue. I would like this on the record.
No, you're getting me wrong. You're getting me wrong. Because... Holocaust doesn't mean what you think it means.
Oh, it doesn't.
It only means one thing, Mitch.
Hologram and cost. So we're going to try to bring down the cost of doctoring by making everyone holograms.
Oh, like in Voyager.
What's that black poet?
E.E. Cummings?
Don't point a finger
E.E. Cummings all over your titties. You shouldn't put your fingers in Maxine Waters' face.
Don't you bring your fingers near my face.
Oh, my God. Maxine Waters, push come to shove, she's protecting herself.
Wow.
So you're going to make
what hologram centers?
Representative, hold on a second. Representative Waters, in your purse, I see peeking out is a red nose and a whole makeup kit. What is that about?
That is a good question.
I know quite a few clowns.
That is
and when they try to pass for normal people, I come and touch them up.
Wow.
Oh, I love that. So when you see someone who doesn't appear to you immediately as a clown, you dress them as a clown so they appear to be what they truly are.
Exactly, Pete.
Now you are doing God's work. And there's no God, of course.
Yeah, only one, the Great Gravitron.
Wait, what? The Great Gravitron.
Babylonian God of Death.
And I have a mental disorder. Do you hear this?
That's really...
He's all around us. He's within us. He brings us to our natural conclusion.
Oh, that's true. What's the difference between having a mental disorder and being someone who's too into shit like that? Like a J.R.R. Tolkien kind of stuff. That seems like a mental disorder.
No,
right?
That is something that's an act.
You live in an alternate universe.
It's a fantasy.
Where midgets,
it was recently May the 4th, and it was a wonderful celebration of a fantasy. God,
no, I think this is a. What is the difference between a mental disorder and an imagination?
Yes.
Good question.
That is a very, very valuable question.
I would say it's probably
question.
Acting on those things, right?
Exactly.
Acting.
Our president has a mental disorder.
No.
Yeah, he does.
Yes,
oh,
he does.
He does. Mitch.
Oh, he totally
Mitch, we're on the same side. What are you
Mitch
doing?
Mitch is letting it rip.
I told you, he is a tool by which we will slash the throats of the American people and bathe in the blood. We will pour the blood into the souls of
this
our friends.
Is disgusting.
And we will live forever under the great wings of Gravitron.
Oh you are God. Coming across disgusting, but have a facility with language that I would not have expected. Very good.
I had polio. I had many, many days.
A lot of time to read.
With which I could read the encyclopedia by Britannica himself.
I've seen a comment of that. That's why John F. Kennedy was, people thought he was intelligent because he was sick as a child and he had a lot of time to read. But I think he's not remembered as being that smart.
JFK?
Yeah.
Well, he went in World War II. He was smart enough to go and save thousands of people by pulling them off boats, right?
Even millions.
Millions
say.
Of people.
Profiles and Courage.
Profiles and Courage. Go out and read Profiles and Courage, everyone.
He didn't write it.
Millions by which, if they come to my Holocaust centers.
But you should
now,
change
you
that name.
Why do you keep saying Holocaust?
You should just not use. I understand what you're. The idea, but you it's not a good word.
It's called branding.
Branding.
But you're branding the Holocaust.
Not the right brand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Holograms that keep the cost down. What would you call it?
Well, I don't know. It's like there's some sort of like hologram.
Holocaust holograms.
Yeah. Right.
Or Dr. Hologram.
Affordable holograms.
At best, locograms.
Dr. Graham. Dr. Graham.
Locograms is great.
Locograms is fun.
That sounds like the most delicious cereal. Yeah.
That's a great cereal.
Oh, my God.
Dr. Graham sounds like it was sending a doctor to sing you a song for your birthday.
That does sound like that.
That's
true.
A bad idea. He's
so
got you there.
So holograms are what? They're ephemeral. You can't touch them, so it's a...
He doesn't have to pay a human being if he has a hologram. That's what he's saying.
That's what he's saying. So
that's what he's saying.
You're going to start putting doctors out of business.
Waters just smacked Mark on the head like he was a dunce.
And he hit me really hard with it. Now I have some white makeup on.
But it was so
face.
Affectionate.
I'm like halfway a clown.
You could
already.
Tell in the way that she did it that she just wants you to understand.
I have a 6-month-old beagle.
Uh-huh.
And I know what needs to be done if you want to keep a clean carpet.
Please tell me that at any given moment, you can say with truth, I have a 6-month-old beagle. For example, that would always be true no matter when I talk to you.
I work with a breeder closely.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love that.
So you're always getting a new beagle.
Right.
So it's the 25th anniversary.
Beagle's a little mean.
Beagle?
Yeah. Not
what
good,
do you mean?
Not good with kids.
Oh,
Or at least that's what my parents told us.
I think parents say that because every kid wants a beagle because of Snoopy.
Oh. I don't think most kids clock that Snoopy is a beagle.
No, what do they think he is? No. Just a
I don't
bear?
Know. Just a cartoon dog.
Just a cartoon dog.
Just a cartoon
he
dog.
Doesn't, he doesn't strike dog. Me as particularly
his
beagle.
His proportions are off to is be it, a true beagle.
His head is too large, right?
I don't know.
Now, Fred the Basset Hound, that's a good...
Who is a Fred the Basset Hound?
Fred the Basset Hound was a cartoon in like the
Wait a minute,
era.
What?
It was like the 1950s, there was a Fred the Basset Hound.
Maxine?
I was not allowed to watch cartoons. I could only read books and change the world.
That's it?
And you have...
Can I show you a picture of her dog?
What is this, man?
Wait, how do you have a picture of her dog?
Where did you get that?
From the Oppo research.
Oh, okay. I mean,
dressed up like a clown.
Oh,
now that, in my book, is called animal torture.
Representative Waters, is that in fact your dog?
The only one that's allowed to torture animals is Mike Huckabee's son.
He's a real kid.
My beagle was taken from me in the dead of night and returned to my doorstep in that makeup.
So you're saying someone
that
took them to
that is photographic
harass
evidence
you.
Sent to the police.
Wow.
That somehow you have in your possession, Mitchell McConnell.
Uh-oh. This is, seems like an accusation right here that he took Maxine's beagle, turned it into a clown.
You
dog.
Should read a children's book called Maxine's Beagle.
You know
I would buy that for every kid I know.
Might as well, yes, we did take your dog.
Wow, he's admitting to it.
What does it matter now? What are you going to do about
Mitch
it?
Mitch McConnell slithering around the room in celebration. He cannot be touched.
And I love you. Gravitron!
I love you, Mitch, because everyone said you can't steal a Supreme Court seat, and you went ahead and did it. And no one could stop you. It was amazing. We need more Republicans like you that just go and do whatever they want.
They're all like him. They do what they want. They take what they want. They use who they want. They choose who they want. They blues who they want.
Oh, that's good. That was actually, great. I almost had a tune to it.
Nevertheless, I persisted.
Oh you are not going phrase. To get any merch.
I
Stop
want,
saying
no,
it.
I want some of that money. Oh, oh
merch Senator money.
Warren,
what?
Senator Warren gets to put. Who said, nevertheless, she persisted?
You said,
I said it.
You should get the money for that.
Warren's the one who gets all the money from the merch, the hats, that's the t-shirts, the socks that say, nevertheless, she persisted.
I love watching Elizabeth Warren speak because when she gets angry, her hair shakes.
It does.
Lizzie learned that from me.
Yeah.
I told Lizzie, I said, if you're going to get out there, they got to see the anger.
Yeah.
And you can.
Use the hair.
Much use like the haunches of a wonderful
Oh, my God. He's flipped
horse.
Over.
Now, you said the haunches of a horse.
Oh, my God.
Or what you described your lips as before they got ripped off by your wife's vagina.
The strength of them, yeah.
Wow.
Right. By her vagina dentata.
Sorry. Yes. So I want to go back. So we're coming up on the 25th anniversary of the Los Angeles riots, which, yes. Maxine, you called this a rebellion.
It was.
A rebellion.
It was. What, Mark? It was.
The L.A. was on fire. The place was burning. It was burning.
What point are you making?
I thought that it was an interesting thing calling it a rebellion and still being in the house years and years and years later.
Because some people aren't afraid of truth.
Oh, wow.
Okay? People in Los Angeles were angry.
Yeah.
Rodney King, that lovely woman who was shot simply for taking some milk.
Oh,
Lonnie Anderson?
Absolutely not.
Flip over. Stop it.
Make me.
No, I'm not going to touch.
If I can make you flip over, I'd be a rich woman.
Now I have to say that I feel like I do understand the riot experience because I was a huge fan of Sublime.
You absolutely do.
I was a huge fan of Sublime.
Even you just suggesting that.
I do. I listen to Sublime, though.
You suggesting that you know the riot experience because you listen to Sublime.
Yeah, April 26, 1992. There was a riot on the streets. Honey, where were you?
You know, I almost died at a Sublime concert.
What were you doing at a Sublime concert, Mitchell?
At no age would it have been appropriate for you to be at a Sublime, even if you were bringing your kids and dropping them off.
I was doing oppo research on Trent Lott.
What? And he was at the
He's even
Senator
older
Trent
than
Lott.
You, I think.
He was at a Sublime concert?
Yeah. Yes.
I could actually see that. He seems kind of fun.
And I was taking pictures.
I do not understand how Elaine puts up with you. I do not understand it.
Well, she is Oriental and therefore subservient.
Oh my God.
That is an outdated term
that
would only be used by a Putin puppet.
Wow. Yeah. Now Pete's wife is Asian as well. Yeah. I don't know if we.
I have two sets of twins. Two of them are my twins with my wife, but they do not have Asian physiognomy. And then we adopted two Asian babies.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Great. To each his own. I may not be one of them Rand Paulians, but I...
What does that mean?
You know, I'm not a libertarian.
Okay.
But I will say, if you want to call your wife whatever you want to call her...
I would not call her Oriental.
Well, that's your loss.
That's your loss.
What are you gaining by calling your wife Oriental?
Thank you. That is my question as well.
I'm taking back my rights as a white man.
My God.
The rights that have been stolen from me. Through identity politics.
Identity politics. Wow. This is some strong stuff coming from Mitch McConnell. And I think you're right, Pete. No one can stop him. I think that's the thing that is amazing about Mitch right now is that he just keeps barreling forward and he keeps winning.
Like I certainly never said no one can stop
him. No one can stop him.
I don't know why you're giving me credit for saying that. I certainly didn't.
Someone can stop him. Yeah.
Like Kane Marco himself, the juggernaut. Professor X's brother.
Oh,
wait,
God.
The juggernaut was Professor X's
brother? You guys are
real
birds of a feather.
I didn't realize
that. Talking about shit that no one wants to hear
about.
Now,
Mitch, let me ask. Last week, did you celebrate May the 4th?
Is Professor X that guy in the wheelchair that makes all the mutants?
He didn't make
a hero to all.
Patrick Stewart.
He trains them. He doesn't make them.
Patrick Stewart.
Because of his weakness.
I took him as a lover one weekend.
No.
I don't disbelieve that for a second. You should have anyone you want.
What was his orgasm like?
Oh, excuse me?
I want to know what Patrick Stewart's orgasm is like.
I bet you do.
Very brief, but forceful. Does that make any sense?
I think so.
I mean, it was a second that knocked me back.
He'll blow you back against the headboard, yeah.
Exactly.
Wow, that's amazing. Mitch, did you celebrate May the 4th?
I celebrated Sally 4th. Sally 4th be with you.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Well, the wonderful comic strip Sally 4th about a family who... Us loving and is quite, you know, they have family values, which I don't see anymore in this world. Identity politics.
Identity politics.
You're exactly like Mark. You just say the same thing over and over
is
again.
Is that what I sound like? Identity politics?
You say a big buzzword that you heard. You fill in no context.
Nevertheless, we persist.
There we go. We keep moving forward.
Lord, give me the confidence of a mediocre white man.
Lord Gravitron, give him.
Now, all right. So we have to get out of here in just a second, guys. But if...
Wait a minute, what's Sally the Fourth? I'm not moving on. Is that a real thing?
Sally Fourth is a wonderful comic strip, much like your Garfields or your Broomhildas or your...
Tell me what it is. Don't give me approximations.
Or your Zits.
Zits is very good. Zits was a 90s comic. So
what are all these bad things? What is it?
Sally Fourth.
What happens in it?
She's a girl.
It's a family. What happens in any comic strip?
Yeah, what happens in Family Circle?
I don't read comic strips. It's Family Circus. I have friends, and I enjoy the world.
It's three panels of garbage. What do you want from it?
I'm with you, Pete. I don't read comic strips. I have no time for funny business of any kind.
No?
I do not read a funny. I do not like a funny. I only like the truth, and there's nothing funny about what's going on right now.
Wow. Because she sees funny everywhere, thanks to her disorder.
You're a pre-existing condition of a man.
Oh, my God. Oh my well, gosh, on that note, we have to wrap up. Maxine, Mitch, thank you for coming in.
How dare you?
What?
I appreciate the chance to engage in a discourse. However, we did not take that chance.
Oh. Censor her.
Oh, my God. Maxine Waters is taking the table
oh,
with her.
Oh, she's cracking up.
Her legs are up around the table again, and she's gone.
Oh, my God. Wait.
She just spit it back into the room.
Ooh. I'm going to have me a nice chat.
Wow. Thank you. Well, this table is unusable.
It's it's been ripped apart by Maxine Waters' thighs. Unbelievable. Wow. And I have to say, I respect Mitch McConnell even more.
Really?
The fact that he
showed himself to be an actual true snake.
He's a true snake. Yeah. And he just doesn't care about anything, but that's how we're going to win.
No lips at all.
This is what you need to
do. Lost in his wife's vagina.
This is the only way that you can win sometimes, is if you just in the way that, like, we were, we shackled ourselves in Vietnam, we didn't let the generals do what they want. We haven't let the generals do it. Obama wouldn't let the generals do what they want with ISIS.
I'm not sure that was the principal issue in Vietnam.
So, this is why the Republicans have unleashed Mitch McConnell, that now he's just going to get stuff done, because he doesn't care.
He really doesn't.
He has no value system. Yeah.
I guess not. I don't know. He seems hell-bent on being a villain. So
and
for
now
him, I guess, getting what he wants.
And he's just going to go back to the House now and vote for everything, 100%.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he's going to do. I can't explain it to you again.
Okay, it's confusing. Though it is confusing,
it's
right?
It's not.
There's how many?
Just the two.
And how many senators are there? 400?
100.
100 senators.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And how many houses are there?
Two from every state.
400 houses.
I think 438.
I
don't actually know.
So we need a chart.
There's plenty of charts. They give them to children.
Yeah. Next week, we're going to talk to some of the people behind the renovation of the Capitol Dome, which is now unfurled and it's beautiful.
Okay. And we'll talk to Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski about how they've been getting nasty all these years.
Is that true?
They just got engaged.
Oh, my God. It's a party.
Let me put that away.
I'm taking the week off. I'll come back in next week. We're closing the border in Army.
I love it.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.